latest in college esports from the students that play.
Go behind the scenes at the schools that game.
The only place where esports are
on campus.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus. I am your host, Norris Howard. As always, joined by the wonderful folks out of UNLV, Jacob Brothers and Daniel Agbuya. Say what's up, guys.
Hello, all you beautiful gamers.
Animal Crossing is almost here.
It is, it's almost here. So many people are ready. Everybody is getting ready. But, unfortunately, we're not going to be talking about much of, you know, the Switchverse today. But we do have some really cool coverage of a great Mountain West esports event that took place at UNLV, actually. So we are going to slide it over to Ethan Schneider and Emily Neal, who had all of the great news coming out of the Mountain West esports event out there. So take it away, guys.
What's poppin', gamers? It's your boy, the Grassman, Ethan Schneider, here at the Mountain West Esports Tournament, where we got the Overwatch Finals and the League of Legends Finals. Let's check it out. Nevada, Reno, and Colorado State kicked things off with the League of Legends Championship Finals. As predicted, Nevada came out on top.
Today's matches were, not to be cocky, but kind of to be expected. We came in feeling extremely confident, and we knew exactly what to do and how to execute it. So I think things went according to plan, and there wasn't too many hitches in that. I think we played really cohesively, and as we got to game two, three, we kind of messed around a little bit, but I when we needed to kick it into gear, we were able to just do what we needed to do to make sure we win the game.
While Colorado might have gone home with the silver, they're still satisfied with making it to the championship round.
Today's games were really difficult. They played amazingly, and, you know, at the end of the day, we all had a really great time being here, and we're just happy that we made it this far.
Riding high, Nevada aims to shoot beyond the Mountain West Esports Championship Series.
We outperformed our counterparts from CSU. They put up a good attempt. But I think that we're just really a really strong team right now, and I'm hoping we go a bit further, and I'm glad that we got to show our stuff a bit.
I'm feeling great because this is my first year on the team, and hearing how, you know, they lost in the semifinals last year is kind of like an underdog story coming back, just trying to take what's like our title. So I'm feeling really, really good right now, and it's great to be here.
The last day of the tournament saw UNLV face off against Boise State in the Overwatch Finals. UNLV went in with their confidence cranked up to the max, and their performance showed it. UNLV swept Boise State in what was really a one-sided affair. Boise State's esteemed esports team brought their best, but with UNLV's hometown crowd boosting morale, they didn't stand much of a chance.
Ever since before, Boise was practicing every single night. For us, we didn't practice at all. We're a little bit nervous, but after we won the first map, we were like, okay, yeah. It's been a really good feeling. But it's obviously Boise, a very prestigious esports program, and it's just nice to know that UNLV won against them because we're a grassroots organization, basically. Today, everyone just focused our star player, Kevin Durant. We have so many players on our roster that are really good at the game. Even if some of them don't play them, they played thousands upon thousands of hours. Even outside of Overwatch, they played CSGO as well. Honestly, I thought I did pretty bad. but I make up for it because people usually focus me in team fights. It's usually just whatever I'm just shot calling and just... Because our team likes to just joke around. We're always playing, we're having fun. Well, I just keep people on track. We take the game seriously when it's like scrims and practices and also, of course, tournament matches. But at the same time, it's like during comp, some people don't play the game anymore, for at least UNLV. But we're still really, really good at the game.
Both teams can hold their heads up high, knowing they gave it their all and had a blast doing it.
We still 6-0 this season on the West. And so, you know, there's nothing to be ashamed of getting the silver medal.
in this case. Like, oh well, we didn't get gold, but we didn't get bronze. Did you see that Symmetra teleportation we were doing on Volskaya? All of us were having a blast. That was probably the best game I've had this entire season.
The Mountain West Championship Series was a big success here in Las Vegas. Four teams brought their best, and two emerged victorious. UNLV and UNR showed why Nevada is the battle-born state. The future looks bright for esports in the Mountain West. Well, that was fun poning some noobs while watching the pros duke it out. I've been Ethan Schneider here at the Mountain West Esports Series Championship with Checkpoint XP on campus. Keep gaming. I died.
Thanks so much to Ethan and Emily for all their great news out there at UNLV. We are going to have more coming up on Checkpoint XP on campus, where we're going to be talking about some CSL playoffs in Counter-Strike Go, as well as in Rocket League. And we're going to be giving an update on just how much the coronavirus or the COVID-19 virus has been affecting esports. So stay tuned for that.
Hey, what's up? It's James.
And Robbie.
Hey, and it's Weird Beard.
And we're bringing you a brand new radio show called Checkpoint XP.
You don't have to be an expert, even though I am, and we're here to give you everything you need to know about the world of video games.
Interviews from the biggest professionals and your everyday gamers, we've got you covered at Checkpoint XP.
Whether you're a professional player or somebody who hasn't played in a while, we have something for everybody.
Hang out with us at Checkpoint XP every single week on your radio.
Find out where we're playing in your hometown at our website, checkpointxp.com.
So if you're looking to have some fun and talk about video games,
we got the rundowns for things that matter to you.
Checkpoint XP.
Your home for esports and gaming.
Got it that time.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus. Your host, Norris Howard, here. If you are on a college campus and if you are participating in esports, make sure you guys let us know. Go to our website, checkpointxp.com, where you can participate in the wonderful, wonderful stories that we have here on this show. Submit it to us. You'll see the submission box right there once you hit that on-campus tab. And you'll be able to see how you guys can participate in Checkpoint XP on campus. So don't forget to go to that website, checkpointxp.com. And on top of that, you can find all the wonderful stories that we do about the world of esports, both in college and the pro scene. Now, speaking of the college esports scene, we're going to be throwing it back to the UNLV studios, where these guys are going to be breaking down the CSL, select CSL playoff matches in CSGO and in Rocket League. So we're going to start off with Rocket League. So Daniel, take it away.
It's your friendly driver, Dan, here to tuck you on the Rocket League news. So, I want to focus on one match in particular. We had Drexel University versus Missouri State University. Now, coming into the playoffs, both these teams had a really good run. They were going 12-0 for Drexel and 10-1 for Missouri State. So, these are pretty strong teams in their division. So, for game one, Drexel did win that one 3-2. So, I must say, give a highlight to this game here. Got to go to Drexel Scapegoat with two early goals and a beautiful assist to one open think. And unfortunately, Missouri State failed to capitalize on any open goals. They just kept on bouncing off the post. It just nothing was just going in for them. But near the end of the game, they did show some life and bring it up to two goals near the last couple of minutes. But unfortunately, it was a little too late. But they did take that momentum up to game two. So, again, Drexel won this game 4-3, but Missouri State, they just looked a lot more pumped up. They had a lot more energy. Some key mistakes by Drexel gave Missouri State an early two-point lead. But following that, in less than about 1 minute, we had a goal from not only Fink, but also from Chase Me. And, of course, we got Scapegoat. So in the span of 2 minutes, they took the lead 3-2. Now, Missouri State did manage to tie within the last 3 minutes of the game, but Chase Mee did steal the whole match with the goal in the last 10 seconds of the game. So,
yeah, I got a chance to look at this goal, and let me tell you, you guys need to check this game out, especially that game too. That was really, really a clutch goal from Chase Mee. It was absolutely amazing. So, Daniel, how did this series end up finishing out?
So, it ended up with a sweep. Drexel won the game 5-2. It just felt like Missouri State's energy was just sucked out after having such a close loss after close loss. Missouri State managed to get maybe 2 goals during garbage time, but honestly, this whole game was just Drexel dominating.
And Missouri's Rocket League's really good, too.
Yes,
so that's
yes.
pretty impressive.
It's really impressive. So really look forward to see what these guys do in the next couple of rounds. I know that there's Missouri State still in losers, and Drexel goes on to the next bracket.
All right, now that's going to be it for the Rocket League update. But also, we talked a little bit about CSGO. There was a big match going on there. So, Jacob, what is going on with CSGO?
We're here to talk about Counter-Strike. So this match was actually really good. I thoroughly enjoyed watching the entire thing. So this was Toronto versus Rochester, where similar to the Rocket League stats, Toronto had a 10-1 record and Rochester had a 12-0 record.
Oh.
So actually the same exact record thing.
Yeah, but, weird.
Yeah, game one was overpass and it was Toronto's pick. And you could tell because Toronto won 16-0. And after watching the whole series, I can probably confidently say that Toronto won this because it was their map pick, which you will understand when we talk about the other maps. Shouting out Rochester's oppers, though, of MJB and 22G, these guys were nuts. Even though they were losing, they're like, how about I just hit this flick? How about I just never miss?
And how about I just turn on God mode?
Yeah, no, Counter-Strike team, that's exactly what you want. But in that game for Toronto, only one player was below 20 kills. So overall, that team was just rolling through overpass.
Oy.
They were able to win that because they were able to stagger Rochester, who started to make half buys, and when you make half buys, you can usually get staggered more, and that's how it went. And Toronto was able to keep up during their T round, and then they were just able to run away with it in the CT round. For game two of Mirage, Rochester won 16-9, so then Rochester answered. And all of these matches were very close. Like a 16-9, 16-10, those look like not close matches, but once they'd get like their max win of 9, it was basically a tie game. Because it was 12-9 once Toronto won their last round. So all these matches would be like back and forth, 8-7, 9-7. And so these teams were definitely getting into it. And Rochester, fun fact of that game too, is that they were down 5-0 to start. So to be down that much in an economy-based game is not easy to do. And to quote the caster, they said, there's not much to analyze here. Toronto may be looking to close this out 2-0. And it was right then when Rochester was like, how about we just fully buy and win the game?
Caster curse.
So caster curse. They make their full buy. They're swapping through people. Rochester was very good at just coming back. Sorry, brain fart. But, Rochester is very good at bouncing back. You could tell that when these two teams are this good and the strategy is matching each other, every throw is good, every rotation is good, at some point it's just a mental game. Mm-hmm. And Rochester, you could tell they'd be down and they would use that momentum to swing through the game. And game three of Train was the same way, same exact score. Rochester won of 16-9. And it was the same thing where they were kind of down. They at the halftime they were up by 1, and on Train, winning on T side is not easy to do. So they're able to do that. And even at the end of game 3, even though Rochester's stat line was not significant, those kills were 17, 18, 18, 17, 14.
So when you have numbers.
So when you have a stat line that consistent, that's exactly what you want from a team.
Yeah, it really is. And so with that win from Rochester, what is the remaining brackets looking like for CSGO?
The remaining brackets look like the last four teams are University of Illinois at Urbana, University of Central Florida, University of California Santa Cruz, and York University. Now, these teams, according to the website, did play on Sunday the 8th, but it has not yet been updated. So I assume they did play, and they are good about that, so I think it should be updated within the next couple of days.
Awesome. So, yeah, make sure you guys stay glued to the CSL website. That's cstarleague.com for the updates on the CSGO brackets, as well as the Rocket League brackets as well. Make sure you're always following that and tracking that, because sometimes the brackets and the results can be coming in at any time of the day because they are entered by the students themselves. So make sure you stay glued to that. But we're going to be talking a little bit about the COVID-19 virus and how it continues to affect the world of esports and what it could be doing for collegiate esports as well. So make sure you guys stay tuned for more Checkpoint XP on Campus. Stay with us.
Checkpoint XP on Campus is celebrating Women's History Month, and today we're highlighting video game streamer Pokimane. She is only 23 years old and has nearly 4 million Twitch subscribers watching her play games like League of Legends and Fortnite. We thank Pokimane for being an ambassador for the industry. Happy Women's History Month.
Hey, this is James from Checkpoint XP, and this is your esports quick hit.
Out of the loop? I wanna rock. Here's your Checkpoint XP esports quick hit. Quick hit.
Coronavirus has claimed another esports event, and this time it comes at the expense of Psyonix. The Rocket League Championship Series has officially been axed. It was scheduled to be held in Dallas from April 24th through the 26th, but now a new plan is needed. For now, broadcasts will be done remotely, with casting talent working from their own homes. It's just the latest in a long line of events that are facing postponement or cancellation in the wake of a virus that has now infected 100,000 people worldwide. That's your esports quick hit. For more, go to checkpointxp.com.
Need to stay up to date.
I need that.
Head to checkpointxp.com for the latest in esports and gaming news.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on Campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports. Your host, Norris Howard, here. And unfortunately, we're going to have to take a turn and talk about something a little bit more serious. The COVID-19 or coronavirus continues to affect the world en masse. The country of Italy is now on total lockdown. Esports events and sporting events continue to be canceled. And we wanted to talk about how many events, how many games are canceled, what could be canceled, and how this could affect college esports as well. So guys, this thing keeps getting worse, doesn't it?
It really does. We got to be alert but not anxious, guys. So just be aware of what's going on. I reached out to the health center here at UNLV. They have not given me a comment just yet, but I did talk to Tyler at 8-Bit. They are concerned about coronavirus, but they will be planning to do their weekly events as usual, but they will be taking the necessary precautions to make sure that no one's spreading any viruses.
Yeah, I feel like specifically for college esports is kind of a tough thing, because like for Evo, people are coming from all over the world.
Oh yeah.
So like, you know that you don't want, like, maybe you will want to postpone Evo because people are coming from everywhere. Well, for college esports, it's coming from primarily just the US, but also, even though the risk is lower, you don't want to be the school that gets a corona situation because you held a video game college event, you know?
Exactly. So the reason I think this could affect college esports is because a lot of these schools, they want to have that experience of traveling to different schools to compete. That now might be up in the air now because of this whole situation.
Well, because they can always just do the policy of like, well, if the big guys aren't doing it, mm-hmm. we shouldn't do it either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably going to boil down to that kind of a situation.
Me personally, I think as long as they take the necessary precautions, wash your hands, keep a hand sanitizer on them, maybe avoid unnecessary contact, I think they'll still be safe.
Yeah, I'm personally not worried. But also, you can do things like bring your own keyboards, bring your own stuff. You know, be careful about what you do for handshakes. You can find other ways to have sportsmanship.
Don't share headphones.
So there are things that they could do, but it's just going to come down to is it worth jumping through all these hoops to have a match?
And so we know that the Game Developers Conference has been canceled. We also know that a litany of esport events in China and South Korea have been canceled, as well as Apex Legends competition, which is crazy because they're just trying to get that esports scene off the ground as well. Also, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, also known as E3, they have not announced if they will cancel because of COVID-19, but people are questioning the validity of that convention already. And so if that's canceled, that's going to be a major dark cloud hanging over a convention that's already having a lot of issues currently. So we're going to keep our finger on the pulse of this particular issue. We will report to you guys as soon as we know if any college esporting events have been canceled, and we want to stay on top of it for you guys. But we're going to have more coming up on Checkpoint XP on campus. We're going to be talking to John Schneck. He is a support player in League of Legends for Aquinas College. And Mario Day. Mario Day was this week. A lot of people, if you didn't know that Mario Day was this week, we're going to be talking a lot about that coming up and what is the best Mario game of all time. So stick with us for more Checkpoint XP on campus.
Hey, this is Callie with Checkpoint XP, and these are your CSL Power Rankings for the week of March 12th. Starting off in Dota 2, the University of Waterloo has achieved a definitive first place position in the Power Rankings. Their most recent match was a 2-0 victory over Stony Brook University, a two-time LAN competitor and favorite to return to LAN. This is the second time Stony Brook University has been in the lower bracket of the playoffs. Last year, they earned a spot on LAN by fighting all the way through the lower bracket. The University of Illinois at Chicago is the only LAN competitor from last year that is still in the upper bracket. Current champions, the Rochester Institute of Technology, has been eliminated, guaranteeing the first new grand champion in 2 years. Now let's check out those power rankings.
Sammy's looking for it.
He's got all the mines. They're clear to go.
Great stomp.
Yeah, here it is. Sammy goes right in. Gets a duel. Yules comes out to try and save the techies. It doesn't matter. Troll's already dropped. Techies falls as well. We're going to have Dark Raider go right in, get stunned up, get taken out.
Shifting over to League of Legends, no changes because half the upper and half the lower bracket are unreported at this time, likely due to rescheduling. Nevertheless, let's check out those power rankings.
This could be a huge collapse if they're not careful. Autumn Mobster is left all alone. Clone NG's not there to try to peel, not there to try to do anything. We like Fortnite now, unstoppable, trying to save Crazy Legs, trying to come through. The executes are there, but it's all going to be yet again coming out onto We Like Fortnite. This man is massive for his second triple kill of the...
Shifting on over to Counter-Strike, some matches remain unreported as of this ranking. Only matches after the 1st of March are reported on the power ranking. Some teams had two or three matches, while some only had one. University of Pittsburgh is replaced by University of Central Florida after falling to them 0-2. Kansas State University drops out of the ranking after losing 1-2 to Ashland University. They are replaced by University of Texas at Austin. Virginia Commonwealth University and Michigan State University may have unreported rescheduled matches to go. For now, though, let's check out those power rankings.
On a boost over here from Hyena, Molotov goes in. We'll catch him without Bernie. Swaying through, he's got the tag here. He's heard the sound taken T.A.W. Finding one, you go with a trade back to Manny, but he aggresses with the deal. This is so goddamn daring. He gets three. How is that possible? T.A.W. backs away now.
Those are your CSL power rankings. If you want to stay up to date on all the latest in collegiate esports, make sure you check out the CSL and head on over to our website at checkpointxp.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus. Your boy Norris Howard here, the hostess with the mostest, and I've waited many years to be able to say that. We're going to throw it out to the UNLV studios once again in celebration of Mario Day, which went down this week. And we're going to talk about what is the best Mario game of all time, 64. By the way, we got some special guests on the panels right now. We got Ethan. We got Izzy. Guys, what's the best Mario game of all time?
Oh, it's Mario Day.
Yes, it's Mario Day.
Oh,
you'll get it next time,
buddy.
I just
went with the better mascot because
you were too fast today.
Oh, I was too quick to assume. You're right.
Ethan, take us away.
All right, so I'm going to talk about the preemptible Mario game, the best Mario game. I'm going with Hotel Mario is the game I'm going to be talking about today. It not only has the best cutscenes out of any Mario game, but it set the standard for what I think Odyssey tries to follow up, but can't. And it has the best gameplay, the best story, and the best versions of Mario, Bowser, King Koopa, and Princess Toadstool I've seen in any game, and that includes Spyro. Daniel.
Hotel Mario.
Yes.
Well, the clear winner here is going to be the one and only one of the 90s, Super Mario World. That is the game that put Mario on the map, I feel. It showed what the capabilities of the Super Nintendo did. And honestly, it's so colorful, so bright. The music is fantastic. Don't argue me on that. You cannot argue me on that.
No one wants to.
Hotel Mario.
Will you shut up about Hotel Mario?
It's the best.
Anyway, Super Mario World is by far the best Mario game ever. And I'm not saying that because it's my first one either.
So, Mario World put him on the map.
Yes.
Not Super Mario Brothers. Just, I'm just checking.
I said what I said. That's
okay,
my hot take.
Yeah. NES.com. Who heard of it? So, the correct answer... Well, the correct answer is Mario Kart. But if we're going to talk about mainline, I'm going to say Mario Galaxy. Because if you look at it from a mechanic standpoint, just altering the gravity is enough to give Mario a whole different game. Because most people really like Sunshine, for example. But there's a crowd of people that'll probably be like, you know, Flood, I don't really like how it works. I just like moving around as Mario. So when you boot up Galaxy and you're like, hey, I'm going to long jump and cycle an entire planet. Like, that alone is like, that's awesome. And the places to explore were cool. The mechanics were fresh. Being able to get an ice flower and skate across lakes.
Okay.
That was a whole different world.
That was dope.
Yeah, and it was a game that everyone could approach.
Okay.
All right, so if we're talking Mario and we're talking classics, you can't go wrong with Mario All-Stars, right?
Yeah, it's
you
a
get
collection of
four
games.
The original
Wait,
Super
it's four games. That doesn't count.
Yeah,
it's on a single cart.
It's Master Chief Collection, by
it's
the way.
It's a single cart. So you get the original, the Japanese sequel, The Lost Levels, the American sequel, Super Mario Bros. 2, and Mario Bros. 3, right? All of these games are remade, better graphics, better music, better control. And as a bonus, there's a version that includes a fifth game, right? Super Mario World. So what else could you ask for?
So all of those games, which one do you like the most?
Yeah, let's say pick one.
Well, it's on, like I said, it's on one cart, so I would pick that one and play whatever I'm in the mood for.
All right, I
got to
step
game.
In here first and foremost. I definitely got to say the answer is not Super Mario World because, I mean, there were two great Mario games before Mario World came out. So absolutely not. That's not the answer. We got to stop inviting Ethan to things because I forgot. So that's my mistake. I apologize. So Ethan's disqualified. So it's between Odyssey and All-Star. I'm going to have to give the edge
Galaxy, not Odyssey.
He said Galaxy.
To All-Star. It's got to go to All-Star.
Oh, so you're going
to
reward the cheater for cheating.
Because All-Star
yeah.
is five games on one cart.
Dang, when we do
five
Halo,
on one. And it's seriously, all the
there.
Best Marios. But as I said before, none of you picked the proper answer, which is Mario 64.
Nah,
point
good.
Blank, period.
That's fine.
Anyway,
Odyssey.
We're ending it right there. Congratulations to Izzy for being the one who could at least make me smile with his choice. And we are going to have more from Checkpoint XP coming up next week, so make sure you guys stay here. Thanks to all the folks out at UNLV for helping out with the show and being wonderful. Thank you, Ethan. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you, Izzy. Thank you, Emily. Everybody, Diane, everybody who has participated in the show and continues to make the show grow and be great. We appreciate you. Thank you out to Weird Beard, who helps the show great here in the Detroit studios. And thank you to you for watching and listening to Checkpoint XP on campus. So we hope and we demand that you guys return next week for more Checkpoint XP on campus. See you later.
Here we go.
When's Wario Day?
Also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911.
Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.